Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at World Pork Expo 2026 in Des Moines. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
New World screwworm has been identified in Texas. First of all, what is New World screwworm? What species are affected by the parasite? And what are the animal health implications?
New World screwworm is a parasitic fly that the female will lay its eggs in wounds, and those larvae, when they hatch, will actually burrow into and consume living tissue. And so, as you can hear, this is a really irritating and very painful wound for an animal to have. And so you'll see signs and symptoms of wounds that don't heal, animals shaking their heads or, you know, showing signs of a lot of uncomfortableness, could have fever, off feed. But again, because that fly deposits its eggs, the larvae hatch and burrow into wounds, it's a very painful and very uncomfortable wound for an animal to have.
Where typically has the parasite been located, and what are the implications of its spread into the United States?
It's been in South America and Latin America, and it's been recently in Mexico with further incursion towards the United States, and then as of yesterday was confirmed that it was found in Zavala County, Texas, in a three-week-old calf with an umbilical cord lesion. And so it is something, again, that we're continuing to monitor because any mammal can be affected by this. So whether it's a pig, a cow, goat, horse, any mammal, and unfortunately even humans can be impacted as well. So it's something that USDA is working with foreign authorities to try to take measures to prevent further incursion, but also to do surveillance and trapping to identify where those flies are. Are they in a certain region? And do they have the sterile flies versus the wild natural flies? Because that will also help guide further intervention steps that USDA can take to manage this pest.
The Swine Health Information Center has been tracking this issue. What has been the progression of the movement of the parasite?
It was first identified back in 2024 in Mexico, and they had not seen an incursion in quite some time. And since that time, it's really been coming northwards towards the United States, and now is obviously identified in Texas. And so that is something that USDA works very closely with foreign governments to manage as a cooperation. We also have instituted through USDA different facilities to disperse sterile flies, as well as starting the production and development of a facility to produce more flies. The sterile flies are important because if the female mates with a sterile fly, her eggs are not viable and they won't hatch into the infective larvae. And so that's one of the mechanisms that USDA is utilizing to help prevent and reduce the population of flies that could spread further.
What are the prospects for eradication of the parasite?
I think they're very good. We have had experience in the United States with this pest back in 2016 in the Florida Keys. They were able to maintain it in the key area and were eventually able to eradicate it from the island. They're utilizing the same techniques here in Texas and working with the Texas Animal Health Authorities as well as Mexican authorities on both sides of the border to really ensure that we have enough sterile flies to reduce the population and manage the population and prevent further incursion. In addition, there's a lot of information and education that's out there through the Swine Health Information Center for pork producers, but also USDA has a very comprehensive website, screwworm.gov, that also encompasses a lot of information, their activities and surveillance, and other key pieces of information.
What do pork producers need to be aware of, considering, and watching for?
It's important to really look and understand of what the fly is like. People aren't really going to be able to just look at a fly and say, oh, that's New World screwworm. You would need a microscope to do that. However, you can look at your animals every day and see, do they have wounds that aren't healing? Do they have animals that are scratching a lot at an area or something that's, you know, having some drainage or smells very bad? Those are the type of things to look at in your animals, and especially to be aware of when you're doing castrations or, you know, if they're ear notching or treating wounds. Those flies are attracted to wounds and the scent of blood. So it's very important just to monitor your animals and make sure they're not having symptoms. And so People can learn more both through a webinar that Schick put on last year that informs of the parasite, its life cycle and clinical signs, as well as the fact sheet that also outline and has pictures of what this could look like in a wound and on an animal.
How can anyone interested get more information?
You can get this information at our website at swinehealth.org.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
Again, anything that you are concerned about or would like to learn about New World Screwworm, you can find at the Schick website at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center at World Pork Expo 2026. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.